Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hoping for relief at the pump.
Cuts into everybody's bottom line. It affects everything.
Standing up to Russian invaders.
The enemy, they're just kids. They're like cannon fodder.
Legal roadblocks in Florida.
This is a judicial equivalent of just pounding the table.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Inflation's at a 40-year high, gas prices at or near record levels. Will President Biden's move to tap into the strategic oil reserve help?
The action I'm calling for will make a real difference over time. But the truth is, it takes months, not days, for companies to increase production.
CBS's Errol Barnett says there's debate over the possible impact.
Oil analyst Tom Closer said while drivers will see a modest dip in prices, they aren't plunging anytime soon.
I think we get a little bit of relief here in April and May, but from Memorial Day to Labor Day, unfortunately, we see very lumpy demand and we'll see it lumpy on the high side.
Meanwhile, today, Connecticut becomes the latest state to try and soften the blow of higher prices by suspending gas taxes. Already, drivers in Georgia and Maryland are enjoying that relief.
I'm glad it's going down a little bit now.
Seems to be making an improvement.
But Patrick DeHaan of the fuel data website GasBuddy says the so-called tax holidays could actually drive up prices in the long run.
Sheltering Americans from the consequences of high price could induce more gasoline consumption, could cause gas prices to go up more dramatically.
Now to Ukraine, where civilian volunteers are training with weapons and Russia has called up more conscripts to fight in a war that has claimed thousands of lives over the last month. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
In the farming village of Mala Shesternya, as in most of Ukraine,
they were set up to stay here.
The Russian soldiers were unwelcome visitors. The residents have fled, but Colonel Serhiy Ramashko told us his men recaptured Mala Shesternya 5 days ago, killing some Russians and capturing others.
Russian boots.
Their clothes and shoes are still here, even their cooking pots. In the town of Irpin, just north of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Ukraine's resistance has also driven back the Russians. The cost? A line of body bags, slaughtered in what Vladimir Putin calls his special military operation.
In this country, some states are bracing for an influx of refugees from Ukraine.
Texas is expecting to resettle around 12,000 Ukrainian refugees. Russell Smith, the CEO of Refugee Services of Texas, says they're preparing to help between 3,000 and 5,000 of them.
One positive thing is that we've ramped up capacity and staff with the Afghans. We're kind of ready for the next wave.
Over the past year, they've been able to resettle 2,500 Afghan refugees, and they're just finishing that second wave.
Maybe late summer and fall, we'll start seeing Ukrainians.
Chris Fox for CBS News. Austin.
Now to Florida, where a federal judge has struck down parts of a sweeping voting law approved last year by Governor Ron DeSantis, indicating it discriminates against black voters.
It's an election integrity law. I wouldn't say it's a restriction at all. To have somebody show identification is not a restriction. It's common sense. And some of the other things we did.
In New York, a judge says congressional and legislative districts drawn by Democrats are unconstitutional in that state. It's quiet these days in Shanghai with 25 million people living under new COVID lockdown conditions. CBS's Lucy Kraft.
Shanghai's modern streets have been transformed into a post-apocalyptic landscape. Residents have been barricaded into their homes, allowed out only for COVID testing, Even infants are being screened. Residents aren't allowed to walk their dogs. The only canines permitted on city streets are robots broadcasting anti-infection tips.
CIA Director William Burns has tested positive for COVID-19. He is said to be experiencing mild symptoms. And a CDC report finds 4 in 10 high school students have felt sad or hopeless during the pandemic, being isolated from friends, a major factor.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A 12-year-old student was shot and killed at his middle school in Greenville, South Carolina. Police say a 12-year-old classmate pulled the trigger. This student saw it all unfold.
He was walking really fast and he looked really nervous. And all of a sudden, he reaches in his backpack, just pulls out a gun, fires one shot. I didn't even think twice. I just ran.
And police say the shooter did, too. He was found hiding under a deck at a nearby home. The boy faces murder charges. The motive is not clear. In Lebanon, Pennsylvania, a police officer was shot and killed and 2 officers injured. Chief Todd Brainer says it happened when they responded to a domestic incident.
I mean, it's clearly a traumatic event. Our guys are strong, but we're human. We have families. We're all affected by this.
The 34-year-old suspect was shot and killed in the exchange of gunfire. The EPA says it's going to uphold a Trump-era policy and will not regulate a drinking water contaminant that has been linked to brain damage in infants. At the time, perchlorate was found not widely enough or at high enough levels to warrant regulation. Well, CBS's Matt Piper tells us about a food recall.
Skippy is recalling thousands of jars of peanut butter over the possibility that it contains fragments of stainless steel. The affected jars are its reduced fat peanut butter spread, reduced fat chunky, and creamy peanut butter blended with plant protein, and they were sold in 18 states.
The producer of the Oscars tells ABC's Good Morning America that LA police were ready to arrest Will Smith after he slapped Chris Rock on stage.
This is battery, was the word they used in that moment. They said, we will go get him. We are prepared. We're prepared to get him right now. You can press charges. We can arrest him.
But Will Packer says Rock dismissed that idea. The Academy says Smith was asked to leave after the incident, but refused. Well, it's college basketball's Final Four weekend. Villanova tangles with Kansas, and Duke will take on arch rival North Carolina. Those teams split a pair of regular season games. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski.
You can't go into the Final Four just thinking rivalry, payback, or any of those things. You got to go in. We want to win a championship.
And for him, this is it. Coach K is retiring with the most wins in NCAA history.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Music's big night gets closer. It seems one artist can fill an orchestra pit with his nominations.
Jon Batiste is the leader of the pack with 11 total nominations. That number has only been exceeded twice by Michael Jackson in 1984 and Babyface in 1997. You probably know him as Stephen Colbert's band leader, but Batiste is part of a New Orleans musical family dynasty that goes back for generations. What's truly incredible is the range of categories he's nominated in. American roots, R&B, jazz, score, video, and classical. That's 11 nominations for a guy who was born on November 11th. He says that 11 isn't his lucky number, but it feels predestined. The Grammys will air on CBS Sunday, April 3rd. Jen Clark, CBS News.
The big event will take place in Las Vegas for the first time. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, April 1st. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.